AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It is a driver's worst nightmare. You're on a busy highway going over a bridge in heavy rain, and the bridge collapses. It happened in southeastern California, about 50 miles from the Arizona border, on Interstate 10, a busy highway linking L.A. to Phoenix. One driver injured, others stranded. The highway's closed now indefinitely, and California Transportation spokeswoman Terry Kazinga says that is going to foul up the transportation of items many Americans may be waiting for.
Not only motorists, but mostly the trucking industry. This is the biggest route for goods movement along the region of California into the United States.
Several GOP presidential candidates are slamming Donald Trump for what he said about Senator John McCain.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Now even the Republican National Committee says there is no place in the party or the country for that sort of talk. The family of the Chattanooga gunman who killed five military service members last week says he sometimes talked about U.S. policy in the Middle East and his misgivings about it, but his feelings didn't seem extreme. A family spokesman says Mohammed Youssef Abdul Aziz had problems with alcohol, drugs, and had mental issues as well. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Ash Carter talked about this with reporters while on a military flight to Israel.
When I first learned of the attack, I was saddened by the loss, but also really angered at the senselessness of it.
Abdulaziz was shot dead by authorities at the scene last week. As of this morning, the U.S. and Cuba have restored full diplomatic relations after more than five decades. This is AP Radio News. Former President George H.W. Bush is out of the hospital after falling at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, and breaking a bone in his neck. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Bush spokesman Jim McGrath said a very grateful George Bush returned home from Maine Medical Center after 4 days of treatment for a broken bone in his neck. Doctors say Bush did not suffer nerve damage when he fell at his home in Kennebunkport Wednesday, and they add they anticipate the 41st president will recover fully in 3 to 4 months. Bush has a form of Parkinson's disease and uses a motorized scooter or a wheelchair to get around. The 91-year-old is the oldest living former president. I'm Shelley Adler.
46 years ago today, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and today the National Air and Space Museum is beginning a campaign to raise the money to conserve the spacesuit he wore. They hope the Kickstarter campaign will raise $500,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.